AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump has appealed the decision in Maine to remove him from the ballot over the Capitol riot. An appeal of a similar ballot ban in Colorado is expected. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez faces a new allegation. He used clout to help a businessman get a deal with a Qatari investment fund. The president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, has resigned. There are claims of plagiarism and backlash from Gay's testimony on Capitol Hill last month about her inability to say unequivocally calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy.
It is at odds with the values of Harvard.
Can you but not say here that it is against the code of conduct at Harvard?
We embrace a commitment to free expression, even of views that are objectionable, offensive, hateful. It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies.
The questioner there was New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Gay is Harvard's first black president and the second Ivy League president to resign in the past month following congressional testimony. Suburbs are putting the brakes on migrant bus arrivals after crackdowns in Chicago and New York. There are no migrant buses this exit signs along Interstate 55 in Grundy County, Illinois. Sheriff Ken Briley explains the reason for the signs.
Basically, in an attempt to direct the buses in the right location. We didn't know if these buses were lost. We didn't know if they were intentionally dropping them in surrounding communities. We really didn't have a whole lot of information. So we put the signs up that says no migrant buses this exit.
For months, big city Democratic mayors, including Eric Adams in New York, Brandon Johnson in Chicago, have pleaded with the Biden administration to help address the influx of migrants. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 25 points. This is AP News. A foreign exchange student from China who was reported missing last week in Utah has been found in what authorities say was an apparent cyber kidnapping scheme to extort money from the student's family.
The 17-year-old who was staying in Riverdale, about 30 miles from Salt Lake City, was reported missing Friday. But on Sunday, he was found safe in a tent 25 miles away. Police say he was convinced his family in China was threatened and that he needed to isolate himself. It's unclear how he received this information or why he was isolating himself. Meanwhile, his family had received a ransom note and photo of him that made it appear he'd been abducted and was in danger. The family paid the $80,000 ransom before he was found. I'm Julie Walker.
Frank Ryan, the last quarterback to lead the Cleveland Browns to an NFL title, has died. He was 87. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.